The global opera community is immersed in mourning. On August 16, legendary soprano Renata Scotto passed away at the age of 89. Throughout the annals of opera, many talents have illuminated the stage, but few are those whose legacy is as profound and lasting as Ms. Scotto's. The prodigious soprano, born in Savona on the Italian Riviera in 1934, recognized her operatic calling at the tender age of 12 following a stirring rendition of Rigoletto. By 16, having relocated to Milan for her tutelage, Scotto captivated audiences with her inaugural recital. Her true ascendancy arrived barely 2 years later at Teatro Nuovo. Sought after for the iconic role of Violetta in La Traviata, she distinguished herself amidst a sea of 1,000 aspirants, subsequently shining under Milan's spotlight. Her innate artistry shone brilliantly in 1957 at the Edinburgh Festival where, stepping in for Maria Callas in La Sonnambula, Scotto enraptured the audience. Her repertoire favorites encompassed seminal works by Donizetti, Verdi, Bellini, and Puccini. Venturing into French compositions, particularly those of Massenet and Meyerbeer, she shared the limelight with luminaries such as Luciano Pavarotti and Placido Domingo. Scotto's endeavor to rejuvenate the stage direction propelled her to spearhead her own rendition of Madame Butterfly at New York's Met in 1987. Subsequent endeavors saw her tackling masterpieces, including Bellini's Il Pirata and La Traviata at the New York City Opera, the latter earning her an Emmy accolade. Beyond her illustrious artistic trajectory, Scotto devoted herself to nurturing the next generation. She imparted her wisdom at the esteemed Juilliard School in New York and the Santa Cecilia Academy in Rome. This opera diva's journey signifies an unparalleled contribution to the realm of classical music. Echoing her monumental talent, Italy's La Stampa newspaper heralded her as one of the most pivotal voices in the operatic sphere. Meanwhile, Italy's La Fenice Theatre fondly recalls an extraordinarily genuine artist, whose voice resonated profoundly within its walls.